Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Brothers and sisters, happy Monday. Happy Monday. This is another day that God has given us. Happy Monday. Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, fresh manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by Church SuitsForMe.com. Make sure you visit our sponsor with everything from women's suits, first ladies, pastors, lay members, auxiliary, clergy, robes, hats, everything you need. Church Suits for Me brings out the best me in you. So visit churchsuitsforme.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire, and I have a good one for you, is hummingbirds, mockingjays, and woodpeckers. Hummingbirds, mockingjays, and woodpeckers. And we're coming from the books of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, and 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday, when I'm live, you can call in on air. The number is 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in live at 7 a.m., you can ensure that you don't miss the fire by following the Daily Fire podcast. Do that by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, send the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, and it will include the recording. The reason that you follow is that each day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, the recording is text straight to your cell phone so you do not miss your hot, fresh manna. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com, as well as the ability to contact me. That's feelthefire.com. What's the website? feelthefire.com, feelthefire.com. By now, you should have your word ready. I am in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, reading from the KJV. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. I'm in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 through 11, also from the KJV. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia, But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study, listen to this now, to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Hummingbirds, mockingjays, and woodpeckers. A hummingbird is a nice, pretty little bird. When you see the hummingbird, it flaps its wings so fast that it exudes, you know, the sound that sounds like a humming noise. And this is where it gets its name, the hummingbird. Not really that it's singing or humming a tune, mind you, but that it's flapping its wings so fast, so much that it is producing a sound, a hummingbird. And then there is the mockingjay. Mockingjays are famous for their ability to mimic sounds produced by humans. That is why it's called the mockingjay. Not that it reproduces or words, you know, it's to make you think about a parrot, you know, that's actually speaking, but a mockingjay produces or reproduces a wide range of sounds that we make. For example, maybe you whistle or you make a noise such as that, and a mockingjay can reproduce it. A mockingjay reproducing, mimicking what you did. And then there is the woodpecker. All of us remember that little saying when we were children, how many times can a woodpecker peck wood? And you know when you hear the woodpecker, because you hear the sound of its noise, the beak pecking on the tree. Initially, when you hear it, you don't really think anything about it. Someone may ask, what is that noise? And you say, oh, it's just the woodpecker. But as time goes by, if the woodpecker keeps pecking, the noise begins to become annoying the woodpecker. In today's scriptures that I read unto you, the Bible was, or the authors were admonishing us about the far-reaching implications of an uncontrolled or unruly tongue. It told us that it's something that no man can tame, and it's so poisonous that we use it not only to bless God, but then to turn around and curse our brothers and sisters who are made in the image of God. And it tells us that this ought not to be so. Farther down, I didn't have the time to read it. It even asked you, can bitter and sweet water proceed out of the same fountain? And then I took you over to James 3, 8, and 10, where it said the love of Christ needs to increase more and more in us. And one of the ways to do that is for you to study to be quiet and to mind your own business. Isn't this good teaching? It said mind your own business. Because you see, I can guarantee you on any given day, at any given moment, you've got enough going on in your own life, your own home, that if you will just stay focused on what you ought to be focused on, praying and interceding for those you ought to be praying and interceding for, planning out strategies and goals for your own home, your own life, you don't have time to be a hummingbird flapping your wings all over the place. You don't have time to be a mockingjay gossiping and mimicking and retelling and reconveying every sound that was made in your presence. You don't have time to be annoying out there pecking wood if you would just begin to focus on what God has told you to do. Oh, come on and bless the Lord. You see, the hummingbird has a nice name, hummingbird. Hummingbird. When you hear it, you start thinking about, you know, nice images. Oh, the hummingbird. Maybe he or she will put me to sleep. The hummingbird will make nice music. But again, when you really delve down into it and you understand that the name is not about the sweet sound, but of somebody who's always flapping, always a busybody, you understand that neither you nor your circle needs to be filled with hummingbirds. People, including yourself, who cannot control your tongue. Instead of you speaking life, you speak death. Instead of you speaking encouragement, you always bring toxicity. You always bring negativity. You always bring despondency. And if not you, you've allowed yourself to be encompassed about by that wing-flapping hummingbird. You got to deal with this today. God has better for you. That mockingjay. Oh, you got some mockingjays in your circle, and hopefully you're not one. Nobody can tell you anything because you're a person that can't hold water. That's that mockingjay, mimicking everything that's told, getting on the telephone, getting on social media, coming behind your back, backstabbers, telling everything you've told, can't hold a secret, can't keep anything in confidence. Make sure you're not the mockingjay, and check your circle. For mockingjays, they can't control their tongues. Quit telling the mockingjay everything that's going on in your home, everything that's going on in your life. Every time you and your husband get into it, every time you and your wife get into it, every time you and your boyfriend or your girlfriend get into it, because the mockingjay don't have no life. Glory. The mockingjay is waiting on you. Like somebody desperate for water, like a person who's been out in the desert for weeks and they just need a drop of water to make it one more hour. That's that mockingjay in your life. They're waiting to hear something bad because misery loves company. So when you share something with them, instead of the mockingjay going into prayer with you, interceding with you, loving you, that mockingjay is so happy that you and your husband or you and your wife or you and your boyfriend or girlfriend not into it because the mockingjay is lonely. The mockingjay is jealous. The mockingjay is envious. Oh my God, you lost your job. Ooh, the mockingjay is happy. Can't wait to mimic that sound to someone else. Oh my God, your lights got cut off. Mockingjay not fixing to help you. Mockingjay ready to talk about you. They mimic the sound. Glory. And then that woodpecker. Nothing but noise. Nothing to do but peck on wood. Listen, brothers and sisters, God has better for you. God desires that you will submit your tongue unto him, your ways unto him. Because the Bible teaches us in Proverbs that death and life are in the power of your tongue. Why won't you speak life? Why won't you speak encouragement? Now understand, encouragement does not always mean that you say nice fluffy words. There are some people that you got to speak some tough love into to let them understand that they need to change their ways, and that's okay, because even Jesus whipped the money changers out of the temple. Being a Christian is not being a doormat. Being a Christian is speaking to the soul, whatever is required to bring the soul into alignment. But God wants you to speak life. God wants you to live life. God wants you to have your best life, not just today, but every day. Get sweeter and sweeter and better and better. If you will remove the hummingbirds, mockingjays, and woodpeckers, and if you will declare not to yourself be a hummingbird, mockingjay, or woodpecker, but all your day, you're going to speak forth the goodness of the Lord. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Isn't it powerful? Say, I will not be a hummingbird, mockingjay, or woodpecker. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Father, we praise you and we give you glory. Lord, we just thank you for giving us another day, our life, our health, and strength. We thank you, God, because you are just such a good God, such a blessing and loving God, looking beyond every fault, every flaw, seeing our needs and taking us from glory to glory to glory. Every day you give us brand new mercies. What can we do but say thank you? Now, Lord, we ask you to help us to submit our tongues to you, submit our ways to you, Father, to remove the negative thinking, our inner circles. And Father, if we are the hummingbird, if we are the mockingjay, if we are the woodpecker, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. Help us when we open our mouths to speak life. Help us to speak blessing and not cursing. Help us to intercede and show the love of Christ so that souls may be saved, people may be delivered, lives may be changed, the chains may drop off that bind us, and every day becomes our best life now. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them, Lord. Heal them, Father. Make room and make ways. Father, do what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everyone say amen. Let me give the altar call. Time is one, and then I'm going to give you a task. But just keep on magnifying the Lord. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will not be a hummingbird, mockingjay, nor woodpecker, but that I will speak forth the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, I got this great announcement. Hold on with me 1 minute, please. Everyone, make sure you're getting your daily devotional with me here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Remember, you can call in 323-870-4180. But if you can't call in at 7, make sure you're following so that you can get the recording text to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Go ahead and do that now. Text DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. And remember, when you get the text, forward it to someone else you know who needs to be blessed. This is helping you to be a soul winner for Christ. Now, this is our announcement before I give you your topic and task. Next week, on Monday, I will be starting my Pillow Talk Bible study. It is real talk, real issues, grown folks Bible study. And we're going to be getting into all kinds of things, sex and cheating and living right and marriage and relationships. We're going to be talking about divorce. And I'm not going to be coming from a point of, you know, fluff. This is going to be real talk. And I want you to be able to feel comfortable discussing it with me, because what happens during Pillow Talk Bible study is, unlike this Bible study in the mornings on Daily Fire, I'll be able to take your questions on air. So it's only going to be 30 minutes. I'll teach for just about 10 minutes. Kind of like the format you hear now, and then I'll take your questions. You will not have to say your name. The way my system is set up is you'll press 1 when I say I'm taking questions. You'll press 1 on your phone, and it will put your numbers, your last 4 numbers, into my queue, and that's how I'll call you out on air. For example, caller number 1234, what's your question? So I'll never ask you your name. You don't have to worry about being ashamed. You may be going through issues with sex, whether we're talking about fornication, adultery, same sex, whatever the issues are, we're going to really talk about it, and it's going to be a non-judgmental zone because it's focused on the Word of God. All I'm going to do is give you the Word, and you're either going to receive it or not, but you're going to leave there having answers. And as I said, it's not just sex. We're going to be talking about all kinds of issues, domestic violence, everything. So Pillow Talk Bible study, of course, it will be at night because it's designed to be after you have come home, you know, wrapped up your day, you watch your news, and you're ready to lie in the bed and just really, really talk with somebody. There's no more having to cry into the pillow. And hopefully, you know, you and your spouse can tune in together, or you got a girlfriend or boyfriend, you're not sleeping in that same house, but guess what? Tune in together, and let's really talk about it. So this is what I need from you. I need you to help me select a time. I'm going to give you 3 options, and what I need you to do is either respond to the text message you get today for the recording, or I need you to go onto my website, philddfire.com, and send me your response on the Contact Us page. The time is either 9, 9:30, or 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you tell me which one is best. 9:30, it will be on Mondays. 9:30 or 10:30. And remember, I have a lot of people who listen in the Central Standard Time Zone. So if it's at 10:30, that's 9:30 for them. So whatever time you put it in for Eastern Standard Time. 9:30, 10 or 10:30. The majority wins, and that's how we'll start it off next Monday and see how it works. All right, Pillow Talk Bible Study. Grown folks Bible study. Real issues. We'll discuss them with a biblical perspective, and no topic will be off limits. So I look forward to this. All right? Our topic for today is hummingbirds, mockingjays, and woodpeckers. Your task for today is to make sure that when you open your mouth, you speak blessings and not cursings. Don't be flapping. Don't be mimicking. I know this is not good English. And don't be pecking on wood. Speak life into somebody. I'll see you tomorrow.
This ain't no ordinary world.